Der NRG Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
In dieser Folge haben wir diese Hammerfrau im Interview gehabt. Mit ihrer neuen Single Trustfall und dem dazugehörigen Album. Über das haben wir ganz, ganz viel natürlich gesprochen. Auch weshalb sie viele Happy Dance Tracks rausgebracht hat, aber gleichzeitig wieder super emotional geworden ist. Wie die ganze Mischung zustande kam und warum Pink findet, es ist ganz, ganz wichtig, alle Emotionen gleichmäßig rauszulassen und zu spüren. Das alles und viel mehr bekommt ihr jetzt hier in der aktuellen Folge, wenn ihr dran bleibt.
Hello, hi, Sebastian from Radio Station NRJ.
Hi.
I'm thrilled to talk to you. That's just so mad. Thank you. How do you feel about the release of your new album?
I'm excited. I can't wait to get on the road and play these songs live. It's been really, really fun so far. Making the two videos has been a blast. And this is one of my favorite albums I've ever made. So I'm really excited for people to hear it.
Cool. About Trustfall, there's the song and the video clip. We need a little explanation for us French listeners. When you say Trustfall, this is a loss of trust or a jump, a leap for faith?
Leap for faith.
Yeah, because you say go where the love is on your side. What do you mean by that?
There's just so much anger and hostility in the world, and I want to go somewhere where it's just love. It's like, it's why I used to go to raves. It's like I would get out of my house where my mom was screaming at me and my parents were fighting and school was shit. And then I would go and I would sweat it out on the dance floor. And there's a freedom in that. Or being around, like, if you don't get along with your family, choosing instead of Christmas with your family, choosing Christmas with your friends and having fun and actually laughing. That's what I mean. Go where love is on your side.
And after what we've lived, the COVID and the trouble in the world at the moment, this is just what we need, fun and dance, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, there's a time to cry, there's a time to scream, and then there's a time to laugh and love and dance. And that's Trustfall.
Dance is also in Never Gonna Not Dance Again. What dance stands for? This is dance, yeah, but maybe so much more, isn't it?
Live life, yeah. I want to live. It's about living in your body and not in your head.
What for? Just to meet people, to be happy? What for?
Yeah, to stop worrying and let go of the anxiety and the overthinking and the second guessing and all of that.
And when you say kill the thing that makes us so dumb, the world is quite mad at the moment. So how do you feel about that? Can you explain us what is your philosophy?
I just think there's a lot of batshit crazy people in the world. And, my philosophy is don't engage as much as possible. I fail at that also. I fail at that, but working on it.
Why do you say you fail at that?
Because I do engage sometimes, not as much as I used to, but I try to reason with people and there's no reason. There's nothing logical happening in there. Brain, so it's futile.
Yes, but maybe this could change and we can all educate.
Maybe. I hope you're right.
Because about that, there's a song I was looking for on your album in the track list is Irrelevant. There's no trace of Irrelevant on the album. Why?
Because I put that song out and donated all of the money to charity. And so that was in response to people telling me to shut up and sing. And so I was like, okay, you want me to shut up and sing? Here you go. And then I moved on and then it was time to make an album.
But you will keep committing and fighting for what you think is right and fair.
Always. I have to. Yeah.
Because you know you're an icon and people need that from you as well.
I think that I have a responsibility to fight for love and to fight for light and to fight for inclusivity and diversity and rights. And yeah, I mean, I believe in it wholeheartedly.
And you also think maybe that it could inspire people to put away hate and just live their life just as they want to.
I hope so.
Inspiring.
I hope so. I don't understand what anyone gets out of all of that hate. It's fear and power. I understand that, but I just wish for those hateful people that they could just put it down for a minute and experience, like, okay, people that are homophobic, I wish they could have a gay best friend, to be honest. Any example, you could use any example. I just think we all need to experience each other more
And dance together.
and dance together. Yes.
About the dance, there are many different styles on the album, like Runaway. I love it. It's very 80s, some disco, some electropop. What was the inspiration in the making of the album?
Well, it was two things, really. It was like, wow, life is hard. And losing people you love is hard. And being in a long-term relationship, really hard. And being a parent, dropping your kids off at school, like, shit is hard. Being a friend to yourself. And then you get all wrapped up in that. And then it's like, you know what? Enough. I just want to dance. I just want to have a good time. I just want to feel good. And so there's all of that on the album. It's like all of those emotions, and then it's time to dance.
Like with lots of high energy song, this is very like I was dancing on my seat when I was listening to the album.
Nice. That makes me happy.
Do you feel the fact that it just we just receive it and can't do anything but dancing?
That makes me happy.
There are also some kind of more melancholic songs on the album as well. Was it important for you to express different feelings, different emotions, different moods?
Always. When I do a show in those 2 hours, I want myself and everyone in that room to feel as many emotions as possible. Happiness, joy, exultation, anger, all of it, sadness. Like, we're so disconnected from our feelings because we're so overwhelmed all the time. And so for me, when I make an album, it's like, all right, let's connect back into what's really going on. Let's find ourselves again.
You are talking about your shows. You're known to be a great performer. I was talking with a colleague, and he remembers you in Paris flying above the audience. You will be back in La Défense Arena. What can we expect for this new show from your summer carnival?
Oh, just complete mayhem. I'm so excited about this show. It's gonna be beautiful. I get to do a lot of cool stuff, right? I get to fly around. I'm very lucky to do that. But also the music, the band, the dancers, I have the best crew in the world, and it's just gonna be mayhem. I'm so excited.
With a mix of new and old songs, because some of your older songs, we need them, you know?
Always.
How do you construct it? This is more on this album or just about all your songs?
It's really funny how it comes together. It's definitely some new, but I went to one of my favorite bands. I went to a show and they didn't play any of my favorite songs. And I was so bummed. I was so pissed. I would never do that to people. So we'll always play the favorites and then the new stuff.
And do you I mean understand that some people you've been accompanying them from so many years for so many years and in different emotions like you know family portrait or things and you they those songs are in our minds. Do you feel that also in France, I mean?
I remember when Family Portrait, France was the first place that Family Portrait did well in.
And do you have some sweet memories of shows in France, things that you will never forget for your life?
Are you kidding me? I love France. I used to go before COVID, I would go on vacation there every year just by myself. I love France. France is probably my top three favorite countries.
What do you like the
But
most?
I actually, but the thing that was surprising to me is everyone in Paris is so cool, right? But you still is the one of the best audiences in the world. You guys are nuts too. You know how to have fun. Like you go to some cities and everyone's just kind of cool and they don't really know how to have a good time. Paris is cool, but everyone still knows how to party. It's lovely. I love it.
Yeah, but this is maybe you that makes it
Maybe.
this way. You will do so many shows in stadium, and talking about stadiums, there's a Super Bowl soon. I need to know how you feel about the play of the Eagles, because I know you're a great fan.
The Eagles are going to
No talking, Eagles.
I'm really the most excited to see Rihanna and Chris Stapleton.
About the show, you mean the off-time show? Yeah, and because you sung the national anthem. But before, I would like to know, because for us, the Super Bowl is the off-time show, but for you in the US, I mean, Super Bowl is just a religion, you know. How can you explain the importance of this event?
I mean, it's like the Grammys of music, right? Super Bowl is, I think for a lot of people, it's really just a fun thing to get together and eat chicken wings and drink beer. Really, I mean, it's so American. Football, it's all American. I don't know, like Bastille Day, right? Like it's just a thing people do.
And so you sang the national anthem in 2018. When would it be possible to have you for an off-time show? I know that you said no in the past. Is it maybe still no? How do you feel
I
about
don't
that?
know. I don't know. I don't know. The halftime show is interesting to me now because the people that do it get ripped apart. Like the world just goes in. Like that sucked and that was stupid and they sounded like shit. And there it's no longer like, wow, they worked really hard. It wasn't my favorite show, but they worked really hard. People don't really respond that way. And so it kind of turned me off of the whole thing. Like I don't need it. I'd rather go on tour where there's love and fun and, I don't know, maybe
So this is still no.
I'm at an age where I just don't want to deal with the bullshit anymore.
Okay, but you'll see when you come to France for your show, you're going to be very welcome, and everything's going to be just so right and fun for us. So thank you very much. Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
interview. That was
Yeah,
a sweet moment, and thank you. Just thank
Thank
you.
you also.
Der Energy Star Talk, einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.